Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats volleyball coach Kara Waldorf, Humboldt head cross country coach Joel Hoagland, and Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. The Humboldt volleyball team is currently 8-1 overall and 2-0 in the North Central Conference after their sweep over the Algona Bulldogs on Thursday. I caught up with Waldorf after Thursday's match to discuss the win and their upcoming Cedar Falls tournament today.
Yeah, it was a fun night. It was nice to get that first home match going and being able to play in front of the home crowd. I knew Algona was definitely going to be a tough one in our conference. They have some very good players, and they played the ball hard and, you know, just very, very aggressive. So I thought we did a really nice job controlling the match.
And then looking individually, Adeline Goodell coming off a 15-kill match against Kemper Catholic back on Saturday, and then follows it up here unofficially from the numbers on the big board, 10 kills here tonight against this Algona team. She's just been a presence up front for this team.
Yeah, I mean, she's doing so great. We were kind of joking around because as she goes up to the net, feed the beast, right? So she's it's just working. I mean, her and Addie Waldorf's connection right now is just really solid, and it's fun to watch her. I mean, she's able to cut the ball to the right. I mean, and then when they move their block over, she's able to take that ball to the left and just move the ball around the court a ton. It's been super fun to watch her progress.
And then Jazzy Dodd tonight got a string of aces, a lot of service aces between the team tonight. What'd you see from the serving game here this evening?
Yeah, so we went into the game, we knew that Algona had some pretty big offensive players in the game, but it's super hard to run an offense when you're out of system. So our goal was to go at them hard with serving, and our girls stepped up to the plate and did that. I was super proud. I mean, we missed a few and were being really aggressive. Obviously, that will happen, but the amount of aces that they were able to compile all together was really fun to watch. And they did their job and got them out of system, and it helped us just be able to be in system more. So
third set, the only time that this team really trailed in this match. What was the message to the girls coming out of timeouts when it was, you know, very tightly contested in that third set?
You know, I felt like they were confident in the timeouts. They knew, even when it was close, it was just make sure that we're continuing to serve aggressive, that we're utilizing our offense. They did a great job at the net, I think, both on defense and offense tonight. And so making sure that we're setting the blocks and so we're funneling their hitters to our defense. But just pursue the ball and don't let the ball drop on our side. I mean, that was obviously our big message, just continue to keep the ball alive and put it away. And I mean, I felt like they felt confident tonight, which was nice to see. It's like when they did get down a little bit, I didn't see that, you know, just the panic in them. Like, I felt like every time, sometimes they can get that like that, and volleyball is just kind of a game like that. And I just felt like they did a really good job just staying confident and knowing that they had control even when the score didn't always show it.
This team ranked currently at 6th, the latest Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union poll. First time that a lot of the fans have gotten to see the girls at home, other than the home tournament, but really here in NCC play. For those who are maybe a little unfamiliar with this Wildcat team, it's looking really good here early at 8-1. What is the secret to the early success? I mean, how tightly knit is this group in that locker room?
It's an awesome group of girls, and I think every single one of them from number 1 to 13 on this team is a great teammate. And so they're having a lot of fun together, which I think you're seeing on the court, and they're celebrating each other's successes. So we've had a lot of talks about it might be one girl's night and she might come out of that game with 10, 15 kills. And you might not get the set a ton that night, but maybe the next night is going to be your night. And so just celebrating each other's wins. And it's been a really fun group to coach. And I think that they still want to get better, too. So they're not settling right now. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that I'm excited about, because I don't think we've hit our potential. But I think that they're more disciplined this year, and they're just having a lot of fun.
After the win here tonight, what was the message in the locker room to this group, now 2-0 in NCC play?
Yeah, just great job controlling the match. It's fun. I mean, those rivalries are always fun, obviously, to come out on top. I think my message was that we're getting better every time that we get on the court, and we're not gonna settle. We're gonna continue to work hard, and they all want that. So I mean, we're just That's our goal.
Cedar Falls tournament coming up this weekend for this group. And face a lot of good competition down there. Just thoughts going into that tournament, another loaded one for your team.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough tournament. I mean, we added two really strong tournaments this year. I love it because even if we don't come out on top every game, you're getting pushed and you're getting better each time. So, yeah, we're playing. I think the 4 out of 5 matches are all ranked teams that we'll be playing. So it'll be really fun to see how we step up to it. I like that these guys don't back down to a challenge. They're excited to play these teams, and they're excited to do well. And so I think that makes a big difference, too, when you have that mentality. And so it'll be fun to see how they rise to the occasion. I mean, the teams that we're playing, they'll all be good. We will not have one match that isn't tough.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory against Algona, and we wish you best of luck for the upcoming tournament in Cedar Falls.
Yeah, thank you. Go Cats.
The Humboldt Cross Country boys and girls teams are into their third week as they travel to Estherville for a meet on Tuesday and head to Holstein for a meet at Ridgeview today. I sat down with Hoagland on the team's performances during the week and their upcoming meet today.
Yeah, that meet was really a battle for us. It's a really tough course. We've been doing some hard workouts that I thought our kids responded as well as they could. We had some tired legs, some dead legs, but really battled well. And yeah, coming out with a victory on the girls' side was a great accomplishment for them. And our boys just showed some really great improvement over their time from last year. And I mean, really, I've been showing that in every meet. So just another one to build on.
So Coach, after three meets now, what are you seeing from this team as they continue to show that steady progress for both the girls and the boys?
You know, they're just willing to put in that work every day. It's really encouraging to see as a coach, especially as a first-year coach, that, you know, when I say, hey, we're going to do this for a workout today, they just go and attack it. And then when we get to the meets, we're just seeing that steady progress. It's exciting to see as the kids are progressing throughout the year that the improvements continue to improve as well.
Two meets this week, first week of the year that you've had two meets. How does preparation go a little bit differently now for the team as you've got a two-meet week?
We've definitely backed off mileage this week, you know, gave our kids a little time to get their bodies right. More of a, you know, our workouts kind of became our meets this week. And so then in practice, it's more of just getting the mileage in and keeping the bodies healthy, especially for this meet on Saturday, a huge meet for us.
And then Coach, the girls, as of the latest rankings, get ranked in the top 20. They came in at 19. Thoughts on the team getting recognized now and having that ranking?
You know, really, it was kind of the best kept secret. A lot of our kids didn't even know we were ranked. The other day at practice, I brought it up as we were talking about this meet on Saturday when we go to Holstein and we're facing a lot of ranked teams there. But I was kind of bringing up the district seeding and how that'll help us as long as we stay ranked, it'll help us with that district meet. So I think now it's kind of opened their eyes of like, hey, this team's legit. We can do those big goals that we had at the beginning of the year.
As you head over to Ridgeview High School in Holstein for this upcoming weekend, what's the message to both the girls and the boys teams as they get ready to run here for the second time this week?
You know, just get out and compete. When I look at the girls field on Saturday, we're going to be running against 6 ranked teams. On the boys side, we're going to be racing 8 ranked teams, and I may have missed a couple in there too. That is just go out and compete and see where we stack up. There's going to be 41 people or 41 teams on the line, you know, potential of over 200 runners in each race that they're going to have people to run with and to compete with. And I just want to see, you know, how they stack up when the chips are on the table.
On the girls team, Bryn Malo, a senior who's got a lot of leadership, won her first two races of the year. What are you seeing out of Bryn, somebody who's just been a constant in this cross country program and then had the great start she did to this season?
Yeah, no, she has had a phenomenal year, had a rough fall last year, district meet not ending up the way she wanted, and then in track at the state meet, tripping on the rail in the 800. She's kind of taken this year and said, this is going to be my year, and has pulled along the two Fisher girls, pulled along Macy, and really has just been a great leader by example for that whole girls team.
And then, Coach, who have you seen make strides throughout these first three meets, both the girls and the boys? Who has kind of jumped out to you here besides, you know, your typical mainstays on each team?
You know, at Estherville Lincoln Central on Tuesday night, Kimberly Sanchez was our number 5 girl, and it was her first time. She's been on the varsity team for, I believe, every meet this year, but had kind kind of just been figuring out the 5K. And then this last race, she just got extremely aggressive with our number five, cut down the gap for our 1.5 and our 4.5. And when we get to the conference and district meets, that's going to be the key, is how close can our tail end of that varsity team be to the front end. And so she had a huge night for us. And then on the guys side, Graham Bakken on Tuesday night just had a phenomenal race. Webster City was a little bit of a down meet for him. He put in a great week of work and then just showed up at that ELC meet and just laid down a great time, got out and competed, and was our number two.
Coach, I appreciate you taking some time here to chat with us and want to wish you best of luck for the meet on Saturday.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Go Cavs.
The Humboldt football team fell in their week three matchup 34-33 to the Carroll Tigers after coming up a yard shy on a go-ahead two-point conversion with 30 seconds left in the game. I caught up with Elman after the loss on the team's performance.
It's definitely, you know, first road game of the year, and it's going to come with its bumps and bruises, you know, and I thought we got out to a great start on that first drive. The kids really buckled down, ran the ball really well. Combination had a really nice catch across the middle. Valley had a nice catch. And so, you know, it's one of those things where we got the ball rolling really well, and then we had to kind of hunker down a little bit on defense, and they were able to move down and score and answer. And then it got kind of a back and forth a little bit with us getting down 14-7. And you know, after that, we just felt like we were chasing the whole time. You know, I was really, really happy with the way we responded at times. We just, you know, we struggled, had a couple of bad turnovers after moving the football. So we were having some success, but then just kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, you know. And it's as we continue, you know, with a new group, it's just finding our identity, finding who we are, working to continue to get better each week. And it's going to take time and effort and being better in practice every day. And that's what we talked about after the game is like, hey, we got to stick together. We got to get in film. We got to get ready for that next game. Just be a little bit tougher in practice. What can we do to get a little bit better? You know, and yeah, it's a tough spot to be in, sitting at 1-2, rolling into that fourth non-district game. But I feel like, you know, we just got to remember that everything's still in front of us. Everything we want is still all there, every bit of it. All we've got to do is continue to get into that film, work to get better, continue to practice hard, and we'll get there. I know we'll get there. These guys are going to step up and lead, and we're going to be a better team next week.
And then, Coach, even with some of the inconsistencies, after the interception for Flaherty to come back out less than a minute before half, and then that drive to tie things up. What did you see there, that spark?
It was a great ball, and Cash went and got up and got it, and then the rest was history, I guess you might say. And yeah, it kind of got us motivated there at the end of the half, and that's a huge spot to be in. It flipped momentum a little bit, you know, and then came out a half, and, you know, our kids responded well to what we were telling them and the changes we were trying to make, and I felt like we were really turning that corner, and we just got to continue to work to get better and continue to fight, you know, continue to get after it. Our crowd was great tonight. I was really, really glad to hear the third down. It was loud on third down over there, and we had a good group of people there. And so just continue to support these kids. They worked their tails off, and we love the heck out of them. And thanks to the fans for being there.
Down by two scores, no quit mentality.
Yeah.
We see this team again get to the end zone, and then the onside kick to get the football back. I mean, what were you seeing in those final 2 minutes from your team there to be able to have the chance to get this game pretty close?
It's really easy down two scores to just be like, you know, it's over. Let's get out of here. You know, let's get back on the bus. Let's get back to Humboldt. But that onside was awesome, you know, to get a score and then get that onside recovered. And you know, to get a face mask on a touchdown. So the ball's on the 1.5. You go for it every time when you're on the road. And I put that squarely on me. You can, you know, everybody out there can blame me, but that's what the book says. You know, you go for two on the road when you're in that position to win with a short time left. And I felt like our kids were ready for that play. We made a little adjustment up front. We got some good push. They just knifed right off the edge, and that's what got us and got us to stop. And it had to have been at about the 2-inch line. It had to have been pretty close there. But, you know, I do love the fight in our kids, and we still went after that onside kick with 30 seconds left. And I know for a fact that had we got that, they were going to go fight for a chance to score again.
So, Coach, you know, after the highs and lows of getting that touchdown and then, of course, you know, missing the two-point conversion, what's the message to the team, battle back but then falling just short?
Don't look away from what our process has always been. We work hard. We get better each week. If we continue to do that, we'll be fine. you know, and again, it's hard to say when you're 1-2, but everything's out in front of us. You know, we can still win the district, and that's what people have to remember, whether it's the kids, the coaches, the fans, anybody. We have to remember we still go win that district. It's fine. We still play second in the district. It's fine. So everything's still out in front of us. We've got to hold tight together as players and coaches. We've got to remember why we do this. We do it because we love being around each other, and we do it because it's fun to go out and compete. And that's the biggest thing is football is fun, and we've got to go work our tails off to win the next one.
And then, Coach, you have to turn around and go back on the road, after being home twice, back-to-back road games. What from this game you'd be taking forward into this next week as you get ready for Ballard?
You know, I think the biggest thing we have to do is look at the good things we did and really be proud of those. But remember, we got to hone on the things we need to fix, you know, and defensively, we need to play a little tighter. You know, we need to make sure we cover a little better. We need to feel a little harder. Offensively, we need to just strain a little longer on blocks. We need to secure the ball. We need to inch for that first down every time. So we do those little things right, we're going to be fine.
You're going to head back on the road for the final week of non-district play. Just thoughts on facing a Ballard team as your team tries to get back to 500 next week.
You know, I haven't really looked at them yet. We've played Ballard a lot. You know, there's a lot of quote-unquote history, recent history there with Ballard. So it's going on the road, knowing that they're going to be a tough team, and we're going to have to prepare really, really well. We're going to have to flush this one fast. This is going to be hard because this is a tough game, and it's tough to lose close ones like this. But we're going to have to just work and get better, and we'll be ready Friday night.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us here.
Yep.
No tough loss here, but we look forward to seeing this team back in action down at Huxley next week.
Love these kids. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.